Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Happy Casey Wallach Tuesday, everybody. I know it's not the show that, you know, Casey has the Casey Wallach Tuesdays on, but it is Tuesday, and it is Casey Wallach, so it is Casey Wallach Tuesday. But that's tonight at 8. That's tonight. If you don't know, Casey Wallach Tuesday, it's when Casey goes on the Entry Power Show with Darren Williams and Eric Robertson, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, here on MSL Radio. But for now, she's mine. I got her here on SCU Wally, because this is our show. I am
right.
SCU, and she is Wally. What's up, Wally?
Not much. Good day.
Oh, yes. Another good day here on SCU Wally. So much to talk about. I can't wait to get it over with. Well, not get it over, just talk about it. And it all begins with the Bills. Chris Berman says, no one circles the wagon like the Buffalo Bills, and that is so true. Because no one like the Buffalo Bills, except maybe the Florida State Seminoles, has caused such chaos in this past, 2 weeks it's been? Something like that?
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean,
yes, it is.
The biggest thing is, obviously, the offensive line coach, Aaron Cromer, was arrested on, early Sunday morning for punching a kid in the face and threatening to kill his family if he told the police about it, over the kid sitting in beach chairs with a couple of friends. It was his neighbor's kids or something. And I don't know the age of the kids yet, but apparently they were, three of them or whatever, maybe, and they were sitting in beach chairs that must have belonged to Cromer, or, I don't know if they were, part of the community beach chairs or whatever, but he came over and just started yelling, and he brought his son with him, too, and just started yelling at the kids and threw one of their fishing poles into the water and then threw one kid down on the ground and punched him in the face or whatever, but it's just, really? I mean, you think that's... I just don't get it.
Right, a beach chair.
Right.
This guy did probably the worst thing he could ever do to a child over a beach chair. Not only that, this is not his kid. Who does he think he is putting his hand on another kid? What the hell is wrong with this guy? Now, you said he was released on Sunday?
Oh, he's arrested on Sunday, I know. I'm sure he got released.
I honestly, after reading the story, I honestly do not think he should be released. This guy deserves jail time for what he did. Pierce over a beach chair. He literally hit this kid. I don't know how hard, because I wasn't there. He threatened to kill the kid's family over a beach chair. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
Crazy. I mean, when I read this story, I was like, is this for real? Are you kidding me? I mean, this is so out. This guy, I mean, the NFL has got, he got no business ever being back in the NFL.
There's no doubt about that.
Right. So, I mean, it's just.
There should be no reason for him to ever show his face in the world again after what he did.
I'm surprised that the kid's dad didn't come over there and, kick his ass.
I would have done that. Right. The thing that I would do to this guy if I were someone on the streets after reading this story. But don't expect that I would be in the NFL again, obviously, because he's an a-hole for what he did.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason for it at all, obviously. But the Bills have taken care of it. They have named Greg Roman their new offensive coordinator. So they are handling this very well. Obviously, he's been fired because, that's what he deserves.
Right.
Kill his family. Does that sound like sort of like a terrorist thing to say?
Yeah.
So that just right there says years, at least, you know. I want to say 4 years of jail time, at least. That's what I like to see him go. I don't, you know, it's terrible. I can't believe this. And
yeah.
This just adds on to the drama in sports this summer. I don't understand. What is going on with everybody in the world of sports? What's going on? Somebody please tell me this. Yeah, floor
Keep your hands off each
women.
Other.
Yeah, floor set players hitting each other. I mean, hitting other women. You got this guy hitting a child. You got, and now we have, that. This is just interesting. Well, Cowboys and Broncos are about to be fined because of their wide receivers. The NFL has threatened to fine the Denver Broncos and the Dallas Cowboys because Dez Bryant and Demaryius Thomas are planning on holding out until they get new contracts. So, oh, God, this is an absolutely hectic time of the year in sports because all these abuse and all these fines. And Ty Lawson, the Denver Nuggets, just got arrested again.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Second DUI.
Yep, second DUI. And it's, you know, like a few teams kind of had some interest in, you know, doing like a trade for him. But they wanted, you know, his value to go down. But now, obviously, his value is like zero because he's obviously had some issues he's got to address and take care of before, you know, because, I mean, he can't get two of these in a year or whatever. It's just not.
All these guys that do these things, they have so much power and they have so much going for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they do these things. And now they have nothing.
Right.
And this is not just in one spot all in America. This is going all over the place. The two Florida State players down in Tallahassee. I know Aaron Cromer got arrested down in Florida as well.
Mm-hmm.
But Ty Lawson was arrested in Los Angeles. And another thing, Donovan McNabb got arrested in
right.
Arizona for DUI as well. He's been
mm-hmm.
suspended indefinitely by Fox Sports. What is going on? What is wrong with you people? Stay classy. Like, come on. If you have a good thing, you don't want to ruin it. And obviously,
right.
These guys do not know that. They do not know that.
And here, we got another one. This is former Dolphins cornerback Will Allen is charged with 23 felonies in a Ponzi scheme. And I don't know all the details. He faces decades in prison, potentially. So
yeah. There's another one.
Yeah.
We're going to have this article on the blog, hopefully later today. What is wrong with people, man? 23 felonies. That's at least 10 years in prison right there.
Yeah.
And then you have, I think it was Darren Sharper, his name was. He spent the next 9 years in jail himself for, I think he, raped three different women in three different states or something like
that. Oh, yeah, that guy's a creep. I mean, it's... You know, it's along the lines of, kind of the whole Bill Cosby thing that came out, you know, about how, you know, with drugging the women and everything, basically Darren Sharper did the same thing, drugged the, you know, women in multiple states to rape them and all this stuff. I mean, it's just like, I mean, you're an NFL player, you can't just, you know, get your, you know, get it normally. the whole thing is just, I don't know, it just makes you sick to your stomach, but whatever. He's not going to be out anymore, you know, any able to hurt any women anymore, you know, for a long time. So.
Okay. I am back. So sorry for that. Something just happened on my phone. I had to fix it. But I'm back. Well, what were you telling while I was away for 2 seconds?
Well, you had brought up Darren Sharper, and I was saying that, you know, basically, you know, was convicted of was basically
right. Hold that thought. We actually have a call. We have someone calling into the show right now. Hello, caller. You're on SU and Wally on MSO Radio.
What's up, kids?
Hey.
Christine
Hamilton, I'm hearing?
Yeah, I'm a little early.
A little early. We were just talking about Bill's offensive coordinator, Aaron Cromer. I know
Aaron.
He was Chris Casey told me that he was a former Bear, so I know that Casey wanted to talk to you a little bit about him because I know he was with the Bears last season.
Yeah, he was the one who was talking all that crap about, you know, Cutler to Ian Rappaport, you know, during the season. And then it came out later that he was a guy and everything. And so it's just, you know, he did that, and now he punched a kid in the face. I mean, this guy's not...
He punched a kid in the face?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got arrested.
Did you hear about it?
He got arrested over
no,
the weekend.
No, I didn't hear about that yet.
Punched a kid in the face over
a
beach chair.
Yeah, and threatened to kill his family if he told the police.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not good.
No.
Not good.
Well,
not
you,
good at all.
Right. We were just talking about how he was like one of so many players that have gotten arrested in the past like 2 weeks for the dumbest things, and they have so much good going for them. Ty Lawson, the Denver Nuggets, he got arrested for DUI.
Yep, I just heard that on the radio.
Donovan McNabb, he got arrested for a DUI. The two Florida State players, they got arrested for hitting women. And I just said, what the hell is wrong with people these days? They have so much good going for them. And then they ruin it with these, you know?
But the thing is they have all their life been told how wonderful they are and how important they are. And they have no clarity. They have no real, I mean, they aren't living in reality. This is like, they think they can do whatever they want and get away with it. And for a while, that's how it was. But now that social media is what it is, and everybody has a phone and everything like
mm-hmm.
that, people are going to catch you, and people are going to put it out there. I mean, you know, TMZ has a special sports division now, and then they're going to profit off of that. That's been out for a while. I'm sure they're going to profit off of that greatly, because these athletes, they're, I mean, and not all of them, and it's really sad because there are times when there are, where, you know, they ruin it for everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But then also you have to look at the fans out there who act a fool all the time, and then they ruin it for, you know, people who genuinely want to, you know, be a fan and, you know, have a good time, and then they start fights. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, that one guy a couple years ago who got – he was like permanent. I think he's a quadriplegic now because of that beating he took at that baseball
game.
Yeah,
Brian Shaw.
Yeah,
I remember that
Dodger fan
that got beat by Giants fans.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Like I don't know about you, Casey, but I don't even, if people ask me if I want Brewer or Cub tickets, I won't go because people get ridiculous. And it's like, I'm not going to put myself in a situation where I might have to defend myself, or, you know, I have a 13-year-old sister. I would love to take her to some games.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't know
mm-hmm.
what kind of, not only just the language, but the behavior of these of people. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
I mean, because, you know, like, you know, up here, we tailgate all day, and so then
uh-huh.
you're dealing with...
Exactly.
You're dealing with people who have been, you know, drinking all day, and then they get in the game and they get mad or whatever, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's unpredictable.
It's very unpredictable. You are absolutely correct. And it's really sad.
It is. Stay classy, America. Let's, enough of these DUIs, enough of this abuse, enough of this BS. We're coming back. We're talking baseball with Christine Hamilton. This is FC and Wally here on MSO Radio.
ESPN New York, ESPN LA, ESPN Chicago, ESPN Dallas, ESPN Boston. But where's Miami? At MSL, we want to be the launching pad for ESPN Miami. So spread the word. MSL to ESPN.
MSL is looking for writers. If you are a fan of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Marlins, Miami Heat, Miami Hurricanes, Florida Panthers, Florida International University Panthers, or even golf, contact Stephen Err on Twitter at WritingFanatic2 for more information.
What's up, sports fans? If you want to get different perspectives on all things sports, on the field and off the field, join me, Casey Wallach, and my co-host, Stephen Err, on SCU and Wally every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, only on MSL Radio.
All right, I'm feeling it. Welcome to Cruise Control, where the rhyming is tight, where the limelight's a rhyming light.
Stop. What are you doing?
I'm rhyming, I'm rapping. My people
know what this show's about.
So what's
people
it about?
Hear what the show's about.
What's it about?
It's about two brothers coming together, discussing everything popular culture. We're opening up Pandora's box, and yes, I said Pandora's box because nothing is off limits, and we're going to talk about things that everybody wants to hear about, things we want to talk about.
So everything and anything.
Everything and anything. This is Miami Sports and Lifestyle's very own Jonathan and Christian Cruz. So you just got to sit back, relax, and put it on what, Jay?
I'm not saying it.
You got to say it.
Nope,
you can't end
nope.
it like this.
All
so
right.
What are we doing? Put it on what?
We're putting...
What?
Cruise control.
I've made my decision. I'm going to take my talents to South Beach, join D. Wade, and play for the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat. The Miami Heat.
DJ Irie. The Miami Heat. Miami.
Check out the Miami Sports and Lifestyle blog. Only at miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog.
Hey guys, it's your girl Tasha. Join me every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Why Is It Taboo radio show on MSL Radio, where we will talk about things some churches just don't want to talk about. You can also follow me on Twitter at Why Is It Taboo, that's WHYISITTABOO. And just remember, guys, that there is nothing too hard for God.
The time is here, the time is now, the three sides have aligned once again, Jacob James Garcia, Aaron Cheatham, and Simply Courtney, the Black and Tan Show, are here for you, MSL Radio, Saturdays at 9, be there, or we will be there.
Thank you for calling Kinsman Save-A-Lot. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Is this a Save-A-Lot in Cleveland, Ohio? Because I'm about to come to Cleveland in about a week. This is the Cleveland, Ohio Save-A-Lot, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a question for you. How does it feel to be a business in a miserable-ass depressed city?
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio. You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
What a home run derby last night. Oh, my God. Usually we don't get that sort of home run derby like we did last night. But last night it was different because there was a new rule. Usually the home run derby, it used to be you get 10 outs and that's it. Now they have a timer. You have 4 minutes to hit as many home runs as you can.
Oh, wow.
And then basically that was the end. That was the end of the round. It was two. It was like different seeds. Or like one against eight, two against seven, stuff like that.
Right.
And it was just very crazy. Did you guys watch the home run derby last night?
Did not get to. I wanted to, but I had some other things to be dealing with last evening. When my dad came home, he bartends, when he came home, he told me a Todd Frazier won, and I thought that was pretty cool to, you know, win the home run derby in your own park.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think the last person who did that was Ryan Sandberg at Wrigley.
Yeah, you got it. All right, now, Christine, are you a White Sox fan or are you a Cubs fan?
I'm a Cubs fan all the way.
Okay. Well, I hate to tell you that Anthony DeRizzo and Chris Bryant both got knocked out early. Sorry to say.
But
I like watching them, of course. It was fun. The home run derby was so great. Every round in the first round was finished by one run. The second guy won it on their last pitch. Every guy. Albert Pujols won on the last second. I was like, oh my God, the drama is real. Todd Frazier did the same thing. He had to take it into what was bonus time to beat Jock Pedersen of the Los Angeles Dodgers to win the whole thing. Great. Great home run derby. Great game.
Yeah, I wish I could have seen it.
Oh, my God. I was, like, cheering like crazy in top pressure. I was hoping the top pressure would win it at his home place because that would have just been so awesome. And he did. So everything worked out last night for the home run derby. It was awesome.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Who are we going for tonight in the All-Star game? AL or
man,
NL?
NL honestly,
all the way.
Honestly, I really don't care because this is not even the All-Star game anymore. This is the All-Star Injured Reserves game. Stanton's
yeah,
out. Okay. D. Gordon's out. Alex Gordon's out. Jose Bautista's out. You know, everybody and their mothers is out of this game. And everybody that's playing is backups, basically. So I
well,
Brian,
Brian's, or not Brian, I should, Harper's still playing, right?
He's going to play. This is his third All-Star game. He's the youngest player to play. No, he's the first player to play three All-Star games before his 23rd birthday.
Nice.
Impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Impressive.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
So how do you see the rest of the season going in baseball? What do you think is going to – how do you think it's going to, you know, shape up?
Let's see. Well, for the Miami Marlins, this is Miami Sports and Lifestyle for the moment being. I'm hoping that the Marlins can pick up the slack with Stanton coming back and D. Gordon will be fine once the season begins again on Friday. As for other teams, Cubs. I like Chris Bryant, man. He's an amazing pitcher.
He's a beast.
Mm-hmm.
He's awesome. Expectations are so high. Expectations were so high when he started. And
they are.
He has fulfilled them. No doubt.
But the thing is that here's what I'm hoping for as a long-suffering Cubs fan. You saw, you know, Mr. Epstein, he broke one curse. I hope he can break another one.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say. That's all I can say. You know, I mean, the curse of the goat, it's terrible. Do you know that story? Do you guys know the story of the Cubs curse? Okay, so the reason that they are cursed is because this guy bought tickets to a Cubs game. I think it was a World Series, the last time they were in the World Series, and the people wouldn't let him bring his goat in. He bought a ticket for the goat, and they wouldn't let him bring it in. I mean, this is 100 years ago, so people are walking around with goats as pets, I guess.
Long time ago.
And so now, ever since then, they have not been to the World Series. So I'm hoping Gio can break this curse as well, and we can have our World Series very soon.
Right. Well, being a Cubs fan, I'm sure you remember the 2003 NLCS when the Cubs played
Are we really
going to
talk about that? Oh my God.
I want to talk about it.
Terrible.
Yeah, so you know, man, Steve Bartman, I should say his name. His name is Steve Bartman. He ruined the World Series. He ruined the chance for the Cubs to go back to the World Series in 2003.
No, he didn't.
I mean,
here's what happened. Here's what happened, okay? The kid made a mistake, and after that, they just decided, okay, so now we have a reason to blame some, you know, outside, you know, scapegoat when we're going to just go ahead and choke. It's not his fault. There were at least two games after that. They could have, you know, stepped it up. They could have stepped it up at the end of that game. No, I don't blame that poor kid. I feel bad for that man. Because I know he got a lot of death threats like that afterwards. Yeah, people are crazy.
Yeah.
People are crazy. I mean, like we were talking about before, people, you know, think they can do whatever they want and get away with it. Some nut and this is really sick and sad, put a goat's head at the stadium.
Oh, my
God. Yeah.
Wow.
Like, what is the world coming to?
Wow.
I mean, really. I'm very, you know, I love my sports, but I'm not going to hurt an animal.
No.
I mean, that's sociopathic right there.
Oh, my
God. But anyways, I just really hope that Theo can pull it out for us. And I know Miss Casey must also be hoping against that a little bit. But
no,
we
can both
agree on one thing. Cardinals are cheaters.
Right.
Absolutely.
No, I mean, I've been actually, you know, like, I agree with you. Like, I think Chris Bryant's great and everything. And so I've been kind of, you know, secretly here in Wisconsin, you know, kind of rooting for, you know, the Cubs to do well and everything because, you know, the Brewers aren't going to do anything. We know that. And, you know, we've all come to terms with that. So
yeah, that was a rough start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was
a very
rough start to the season.
So I wouldn't be mad at all if, you know, the Cubs made it to the World Series. I mean, we're all in the same area. I've got to support each other.
Yeah.
Right.
And we have to stick together against the Cardinals.
Yes.
Because they're bogus. No, I'm not saying – no, they do have a really good organization, and I don't believe that they've cheated forever. You know, this is just a one-off thing. But they have enough rings. Let's spread the wealth a little bit here in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Look, Christine, do you know if Chris Bryant is playing tonight?
I don't. I have been kind of off the radar for the past 24 hours. So I will have to check that out. But I mean,
yeah,
I don't know,
seeing like the scroll on the bottom, it's just listing the starters. So I don't know if he's playing, you know, backup.
Right.
He's not in the starting nine, but yeah, I'm not 100% on that though.
Have that, what happened with that Royals thing? Is there 8 Royals or whatever,
no,
or 9 or whatever it is?
There's like 4 Royals on the team.
I thought that they like did this, like they were talking about how they did this weird internet voting thing. And
right.
They voted like
mm-hmm.
10 million times or something like that. And so all 8 starters were Royals. Did they?
Yeah, and then I think they like went back and, you know, took away a bunch of those votes to, you know.
Yeah. They were
like,
to make
it more fair.
Happen.
So.
Yeah, that's some 12-year-old in his basement eating hot pockets
right.
and hacking. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Yeah, it's actually let that happen. It wouldn't be the MLB All-Star game. It would be the National League All-Stars against the Kansas City Royals. And
right.
That's not a fun.
Exactly.
That's not what we wanted. We don't want that.
No. We want to see all our, you know, that's the point of the All-Star game is to
right.
see representatives from different teams. And it's
right.
just—it's supposed to be a fun thing. I really wish they didn't do this. Didn't have anything to do with the World Series because I think that's
right.
I mean, like,
mm-hmm.
let's say you know, okay, just for in our situation where you know I'm a Cubs fan, Casey's a Brewers fan. What if you know some Brewers players decided to tank it because they knew the Cubs were doing well and didn't want them to have.
Right.
You know, that's, I mean, I'm not saying that would happen, but you never know. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, why should something that, you know, why should something arbitrary like this game affect the World Series? It shouldn't.
Right.
Right.
I mm-hmm. mean, at least it's not like a, you know, at least it's a 7-game series so that, you know, there's, you know, back and forth. Because,
right.
like, in football, they would never let that happen.
No.
Oh, whoever wins the Pro Bowl,
mm-hmm.
they get to have the Super Bowl. I mean, that would be insane.
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, I'm hoping Chris Bryant starts tonight because I want to see him go up against Chris Sale of the Chicago White Sox. That would be an amazing matchup right there because Chris Sale is on fire right now. 10
Crosstown
straight
rivalry.
Games. 10 more,
mm-hmm.
10 more Ks in 7 straight road games. Let's see MLB All-Star Game tonight, 7:30 Eastern Time, only on Fox. That's all the time we have here on SCN1. I want to thank Casey for being on, as always. I want to thank Christine for coming on with us to talk a little baseball with us because we know she's a baseball fan.
Absolutely.
We will be back tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day, everybody.
You've
all right,
been
kids.
Listening to
Bye.
Stephen Sports
Bye.
Blog with Stephen Earth III, here only on MSL Radio.